Welcome to the podcast of Trailblazers Incorporated, where we share the stories of trailblazing tradeswomen in hopes to inspire others to join the trades. Today we have Jennifer Horn from IBEW Local 424 in Alberta. Woo-hoo. And Jennifer is an electrician. She's been in the trade for 23 years. Welcome, Jennifer. How are you?
Thanks. Nice to see you, Jill. I'm doing awesome.
Good, good. So tell us about yourself.
I'm from the East Coast, moved to Alberta in the 70s, a long time ago, and I've always been in the trades. I'm an electrician as we stand right now, not actually employed with any one company, just kind of doing small jobs on the side, running my own little business and enjoying it. It's different. I'm not used to residential, and that's all there seems to be around here right now is somebody needs a switch or a plug fixed or a light or a garage wired. Just small little jobs, and that's keeping me busy and out of trouble.
Perfect, perfect. So you live in Alberta. You live not far from me. We don't need to say where, but we're in Alberta.
Okay, yeah, not far from you.
We're not far apart. We've known each other for about a year and a half, I was thinking earlier, right?
Right. How time flies, eh?
I know, it really does. So how did you get started in the trade?
I was always in the trades. I started when I was my dad's friend owned a print shop. So I was a printer first. And then when I kind of got sourced out, it more went digital and all the seniority people took the jobs. And next thing you know, I was without a job. And I lived downtown Alberta at the time.
Downtown Calgary, you can say that. Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
And there was an apartment building going up across the street from where I lived. So I walked in and I asked the first guy I saw if he was hiring. And he says, "Why, are you an electrician?" And I said, "Yep." And he goes, "Oh, yeah? What's the biggest size pipe you've ever bent by hand?" And I'm thinking, that's about 2 inches. And I said, 2 inches. And he laughed. And then he laughed even harder. And he says, "You're hired." And he hired me. And that company indentured me. And all the guys I worked with sent me off to the hall to sign up. And I went to the Board of Education and did lighting for my first year in the trade. It was fun. And I got new tools and I wicked paychecks. I just loved it. Met some great people, had some great laughs, learned a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. That comes up a lot. The camaraderie of the trades, right? You get this, this family kind of unit going, right? And you get to have a lot of fun while you're working, while you're learning, and while you're making a really good paycheck.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? They're my family. There's people that I treasure dearly, as if they are my own family that I've met in the trades.
Yeah.
Through my union.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we do have brothers and sisters, right? In the trade, we do call them that, right? So yeah, exactly. I mean, like I've said before, I don't have any natural brothers. I have two older sisters, but now I have like hundreds, if not thousands of brothers through the trades, right?
Yeah. Isn't that awesome?
It is. I love it. I really love it. Especially when you want to give them heck, because we can do that to brothers too, right? Yeah. Anyways, how far have you explored your trade? You and I were talking before we started recording, so do you want to just fill me in again on how far you've gone?
I got my blue seal a few years ago. I wrote my project management to finish off my blue seal. I wrote the master's twice and I'm just too slow. Didn't pass it, but I took the courses and I know all the information. I just got to get it on that 8-hour exam faster. That's all. It's hard. It makes your head go numb.
I know. It's not an easy thing to be in the trades for sure, especially if you're going to go for those masters and things like that. Well, you got your blue seal. That's really cool.
Yeah,
that's really awesome.
I'm proud of that.
Yes.
For sure. I'm an inspector. I got my inspector's ticket. I've worked on building panels in a shop, which is basically the same thing over and over again, but you still get to use the cool tools, but you're inside. I've worked in the steel commercial. I've worked in underground wells here. I've worked in the Southern Alberta area, the Northern Alberta area. I've worked in camps. I've worked residential, commercial, industrial. I've explored a lot of areas. I even looked at teaching at one time, but I'm not really cut out. I like to be active and have my tools in my hand and get dirty, swim in bitumen.
There you go. Yeah, and that's the funny thing. A lot of people don't realize when you join the trades, there's a whole world of things you can do. Like people think of an electrician, they think of wiring a house. Well, there's a lot more wiring than just wiring a house. There's like buildings and plant sites and hospitals and all kinds of stuff, right? And then in the ground, you know, all of it. Like it's not just one thing, right?
That's
And
something I
people.
haven't done. The hospital. That'd be fun. That'd be a learning curve. Even just now doing the residential, it's not the most challenging electrically, but for the construction end of it, like how do I get my wire over there? How do I wire that in? Like how, like it's a totally different way of looking at your trade. It's a construction aspect of it. It's really cool.
Yeah.
Like I've always worked with the steel, so that comes easy to me, but now this wood and drywall, that's a whole new aspect.
Yeah. It's, I noticed a big difference between commercial and industrial in my trade. And yeah, so I can kind of relate to that degree, but yeah, it's a whole, you never stop learning when you're in the
Never,
trades. Never.
never.
No,
Nope.
it's never boring.
No, I love it. I love it. I love every aspect of my job. I really do.
Okay, well, that was my next question. What is your favorite aspect of your trade of choice?
I have a lot of them, but I have to say, and I thought about it for a long time, and I have to say, having my tools in my hand and being able to create what I create and make it beautiful so that people look at it and go, wow, they're good at their job. I love doing that. I love the finished product.
Yeah. Well, and there's a sense of pride, right? What I speak of a lot is there's a sense of pride when you walk away from that job, when you know you've done a really good job and you don't even have to tell anybody that you're just so proud of yourself and you just walk away. And that's a good feeling, right? Keeps you coming back for more.
Absolutely. Yeah.
No, that's great. Now, have you had to overcome any obstacles to get where you are today?
You know, I did, and I know I do now, but at the time it was just something you had to do. I was never told until recently I heard it put this way is that's a blue job or that's a pink job. My family never said you can do this, but you can't do that. I always did what I wanted to do. But learning and going through the trade, there's some people that just didn't think that I was worthy of being in that trade or being there making that kind of money. And they would literally hide things from me, like put their hand over the display screen so I can't see the high-low limits. They don't want me to know their job. But yet they're supposed to be training me because I'm an apprentice. But I don't know. I have come across quite a bit over the years, but at the time, I never really thought much of it except for, well, if he doesn't want to teach me, I'll learn some way else, right? It never bothered me. I just kept plugging ahead. And I'll never forget this one. I got to tell you this story. This guy, he hated me right from the get-go. And it wasn't me he hated. I think he just hated the idea that there was a woman on the job site. And he said, meet me at this job site. He threw a bunch of material in the skid and he says, I'll be back. I got things to do, but I want you to mount this panel right here. So I got all the steel put together, nuts and bolts, drilled the holes, and this panel was too heavy for me to lift. And I know he set me up. He wanted to see me fail. And I got the jack out of my truck and I jacked that panel up into place and held it with the jack while I got my nuts and bolts in and got it all settled. And when he came back, I was sitting on a reel on a spool of wire waiting for him to show up to tell me what to do next. And he was shocked. And the look on his face was priceless. I love that moment.
'Cause you figured it out. You did it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
He
there's
didn't think
always a
I could.
way. Yeah, that's awesome. That is so incredible, hey?
And then, oh yeah, another time, I won't say any names, but he goes, see these mechanical strippers? He says, they work really fast and we need this job done fast. So, and I said, no, I can't do the job faster with mechanical strippers. I have my own strippers and I'm really good with them.
Now,
And
what
he
is a
goes, what?
stripper? Before you carry on too long, because
Oh.
people are thinking a stripper might be something else. Can you
Oh.
explain what a stripper is? You're an electrician, right? You carry strippers around with you all the time. Not everybody knows what you're talking about.
There's a jacket on the wire that has to come off, and there's a little tool called the strippers that pulls the jacket off. But the mechanical strippers are not faster. And Billy, well, okay, who's Billy? He started stripping. We had communication cables, like a big, there's probably 50 cables in each. And he started stripping with the mechanicals, and I had my regular ones, and I beat him. I stripped all mine faster.
There you go. Yeah. And when you know your craft, right? You just know what, exactly. What you can accomplish, right? So.
Exactly.
No, that's awesome.
What's
that, that is really great. Yeah. Okay. So next question is, did you have other women in the trade that you could look up to or reach out to while you were coming up in the field, through the field, whether you're apprentice or fresh journeyman?
So that very first job I told you about that I got hired on, there was one lady there and I was really, really happy to see her. And when I got talking to her, she was kind of shy and timid. And I said, do you like what you do? And I was brand new. I'm not even indentured yet, I don't think. And she said, no. So she shouldn't have been there. But then I, as soon as I went and joined the hall and went up on my first job up north, I met, like I say, some of the greatest women, some of the best friends that I'll have until I die. And we had so much fun together and met so many people. And I still reach out to them like daily, some of them.
Yeah. Well, and that's great. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you've met a few.
Yeah. Yeah. Robin.
And Christine.
Oh, Christine. Yeah. Christine too. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well, now that, I mean, we're meeting a lot more tradeswomen, especially in Alberta, right? So I really love that we're getting this network together through the different avenues, right? Through, whether it's through Build Together, but I met you through Lean In Circles for Tradeswomen, met you through Angie, right? She was doing the, but you also know Robin. So yeah, it's
Robin,
a small.
Robin is one of the hardest working women I know. And for, to bring women together, She's on every panel, every board, doing whatever she can. She works as hard as you do, Jill.
Yeah. Well, you know, we have to, right? I mean, the more support we have for women, the more that women are going to come to the trades and stay in the trades, right? That mentorship, that retention, we need to build up that support network, right? So it's all good for us to all stay connected, right? And if COVID wasn't happening, we'd all be seeing each other in person, because I really think that that's something we need to start doing too, is meeting, you know, in person or doing virtual chats like this, right?
Right.
That connection is really, really important. So my next question, what's that?
It is important, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. My next question for you is, I'm kind of wondering how you're going to answer this. What does a day in the life of Jen look like?
That's a good one. I get up, I feel like it. I work as late as I want to if I have a project on the go. But recently, the town's called me to fill in, so I've actually had a schedule that I have to follow. But I try to keep myself busy. We've been pulling apart computer pieces and finding gold. Right now, I'm not working per se 9 to 5 in the trade because of COVID. So what my life looks like now compared to what it looked like for 15 years is a little bit different.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet. But you keep busy, right? And we did talk about that before we started recording the podcast. You like to be busy like me. I'm not the kind to sit around, and I don't think you are either. Like, you don't like to have days of nothing going on, right? So you find stuff to do.
Absolutely. I'm rebuilding a wheelbarrow. That ladies panel I got to do tomorrow. Like, I'm busy. And if I don't feel like getting out of bed till 9 o'clock, I don't. If I feel like working till 10 o'clock at night, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. My hours or whatever I want it. And I think that's the greatest thing in the world. I'm going to miss.
I know. I hear you. Monday to Friday, I sleep in now. And I'm like, wow, I don't mind this, right? I don't mind this so much.
Hey, while you're doing this podcast, do you have your pajama bottoms on?
I do, actually. I have Christmas pajama bottoms on. But I went shopping today in them. So they're just plaid, red plaid leggings, really. So pajama pants, Christmas pants, whatever. It's Christmas time. I can get away with it, right?
I photo bombed a ladies meeting when I was working on her house the other day.
Did you?
I had to go in and test that circuit, so I went behind her and photo bombed her meeting.
Oh, you got to have fun with the Zoom stuff, right? You just have
Why
to
not?
have fun. Some of the ones my cat comes, because I end up being so busy I don't spend much time with him during the day, and I usually have a chair right here and he comes and sits with me, and he makes his little cameo in some of the podcasts. Yeah, he's pretty great.
Cool.
Why not, right?
Nice.
Yeah.
Right on.
So my next question for you is,
I'd let my dog in, but he's a big dog.
Oh, is he?
And he'd steal the whole show.
I
Yeah.
love dogs.
He's
I
awesome.
actually just reached out to see if I can foster one more this year. I fostered three dogs this year so far, and I'm home
Good
now,
for you.
so I'd love to take another one over the Christmas break, but I have a cat, so as long as they're good with cats, then that's the deal. But who knows? We'll see. Anyways, do you have any advice for others who may be looking to get into the trades?
That's my advice is if you have any interest at all, give it a go. You're not stuck in it forever. If you don't like it, there's 100 different trades to try. There's different classes that you can take. What like Tradewinds and stuff that you can get into and try a little bit of everything and see what you like. If you like working with tools, if you like being outside, trades pay good. And safety is the number one priority when you're working in the union and you get to go home to your family with a great check in your pocket. You know what? I actually have one union sister that her and her husband, they have baby girls, twin baby girls, and her and her husband job share. He'll go to work 1 week and she'll take the same job the next week.
Oh, that's perfect.
Isn't that wild? I think that's great.
Yes, that is really
Both
great.
electricians. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I like that. And I think another thing too, when you're talking about people joining the trades, you mentioned the good paycheck. We also have really good benefits and retirement packages and stuff, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. That's a given.
And
I should have mentioned that for sure.
yeah, no, it's just something I just wanted to kind of throw that in on top of what you just said too, because not a lot of people realize how important benefits are. I mean, it comes in handy, especially when you have kids. But when you have glasses, I just had to buy a new pair of glasses to wear at home, but also safety, prescription safeties, right? I'm not getting any younger. I need the bifocals now, or whatever the heck they're called. I don't transitions. I don't even know. I hate to say it out loud, but and that gets expensive. But if you have
Right.
benefits, it's all covered, right?
When I had my accident in 2015, my car insurance covered me for the first year, and then my union benefits kicked in once the car insurance was done.
Yeah, it's really important to have those good benefits. Okay, so just final remarks now. If you want to say anything, if I have not mentioned anything that you'd like to share about anything, about your trade, anybody, anything in the trades promoting. I promote the trades to women, but I mean anybody that isn't considering trade. So if you have anything to say, closing remarks, the floor is yours.
Yeah, I think the trades is the way to go. Everything's built from the trades up. They may manage it and they may put it together and engineer it, but nothing would be there without us hands-on building and completing these projects. It's a necessity. I mean, we need people in the trades, and from what I understand, the numbers are lowering. And there's more people going into like robotics and stuff like that. But we need people. We need hands-on tools. So yeah, take a look at a trade. There's nothing better in my mind than getting out there, working with your hands, staying in shape, getting some fresh air, meeting people, traveling if you want to, instead of the same old routine going to an office or something. I love what I do, and I think that it's worth pursuing if you have an interest in any of those aspects.
Yeah. No, that's perfect. That's perfect. I mean, here you are 23 years in the trade and you prefer to be on the tools. I'm kind of going the other way. I like to be an instructor. I just took my inspection course, so I'm thinking about maybe going that way, which is a little easier on your body. But I mean, you don't have to slowly take those desk jobs. You can be on the tools for until you retire if you want to,
I'm in my
because
50s now, and this is not my first trade. My body's starting to tell me things, but I'm learning how to do it so that my body doesn't say anything. I take a stool when I do receptacles now. I'll sit on a stool. Who cares? I'm
Yeah.
not kneeling anymore.
Yeah,
But you find
exactly.
a way. If you love what you do, you find a way.
That's right. That's right. And I think working with your hands, anybody that likes to be creative, this is such a perfect job for them. And like you said, you know, we need the tradespeople, but I mean, I don't diss people for going to school and getting into like become a lawyer, doctor, nurse, whatever they want to do.
Oh, we need them too. Okay. Yeah.
We do need them too. But a lot of people used to frown upon the trades. And I used to say to them, well, you know, where do all the doctors, lawyers, and nurses work? They work in hospitals and buildings. Who do you think puts those buildings in place and make sure that that buildings are safe? Tradespeople like us. So we need each other. We all need each other. And there's no stigma for working in the trades. We actually make a lot of money. We don't have a lot of school debt because we don't go to school for very long. 2 months a year. Welding is 3 years. Electricians, I think, is 4, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean,
but you're working in between. So when you go to school, you get EI for 8 weeks. You're fine. You save a few dollars and it's done before you know it. And you're out again, back in there making paychecks. It's easy. And you don't get out with a lot of debt. Like you say, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
I don't have a university bill.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, the people that listen to the podcast could be from anywhere in the country, could be from anywhere in the United States as well. We're both from Alberta. Our apprenticeship, first year, second year, third year, fourth year, is all a percentage of journeyman wage. And I know as a welder, first year is like 65% of journeyman rate. And then it goes to something like 75% for second year. And then it's like 90% of journeyman rate in third year. So, I mean, if you're wondering how much you're going to make as a first year, just find out how much journeyman rate is. Usually on the websites, your province, yeah, the apprenticeship board will show you. So, I mean, for a welder, you start at $20 an hour for first year. I mean, that's fabulous. You're getting paid to learn.
In our trade, we go from 50% as an indentured apprentice. Second year you get 60%, third year you get 70%, fourth year you get 80%, and then you go to 100. Yeah. So that last year, that's a massive pay increase.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice. Yeah, it's very nice. And benefits. When you're an apprentice, you still get benefits and all that other fun stuff, right? So
yes, you do.
Yeah, it's definitely, I love to promote the trade. So thank you very much, Jen, for agreeing to do a podcast with me. I think your story is so important because you've done it for so long. You still love what you do and you're a woman in the trades. I mean, there's not enough of us out there. We need more women in the trades, right?
We got to find each other.
We do.
Bring
more in and continue to support and mentor each other. Be there for each other to, you know, we need more sisters, right? I mean, I have two sisters already, but I don't have a limit on how many sisters I can have or brothers.
I have one biological, two stepsisters. Oh no, three biological, two adopted, three step. And then I got 100 union sisters.
You're surrounded and it's all good, right? It's all good.
It is.
Okay. Well, thank you for doing the podcast with me. I'm going to turn off the recording, but I want to talk to you after, cause I need to send you some swag for doing a podcast with me. So thank you very much. Take care and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Jill. Always good to see you.
You too.
Thanks for joining us. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel and check us out at trailblazersinc.ca.